Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team. And we start off with football this morning. England have a second World Cup qualification win in 4 days with a dominant 3-0 victory over Latvia. Now a free kick from Reece James opening the scoring for the Three Lions at Wembley. New manager Thomas Tuchel says he's very happy with what he's seen from his new side so far.
It was a good atmosphere, a good start. I think we need exactly these kind of matches, even in the tension of a World Cup qualifier and also in the tension that not everything falls into place from the first minute, to get to know each other better, to learn from each other.
Yeah, now this international window is all about World Cup qualifiers. In Africa, Thomas Partey scored twice in Group I for leaders Ghana, who collected maximum points on the road following a 3-0 win over Madagascar. Ivory Coast beat Gambia 1-0. Now Bafana Bafana can potentially open a 3-point lead at the top of Group C of their World Cup qualifier. They face second place Benin today in the Ivory Coast. Bafana currently on 10 points, with Benin 2 points behind, while Rwanda are on 7 points and face Lesotho, also happening today. That Bafana Bafana clash with Benin kicks off at 6 p.m. South African time. And massive blow for the Springboks and the Vodacom Blue Bulls. Veteran fullback Willie LaRue has undergone shoulder surgery and will be out for a month. The good news is that the procedure had been in the works for some time and there was no fresh injury picked up in Saturday's victory over Leinster at Loftus. And then finally, it's been reported that Red Bull are seriously considering swapping drivers Liam Lawson and Yuki Tsunoda for the Japanese Grand Prix, which is up next. So if you look at life for Lawson with the Red Bull, he's had quite a tough start with his time with the team after being knocked out to the first stage of all three qualifying sessions so far this championship. Racing driver Billy Mongas told the Sky Sports News that he hopes Lawson gets more time to impress.
There was a lot of effort made by Red Bull as a team to bring Liam Lawson into that seat alongside Max Verstappen. So to think that after two race weekends, they're already looking at his future, it's hard to comprehend. But equally, Liam knows that the performances he's put in so far haven't been good enough.
Yeah, so interesting time. Swapping drivers, two races in. We'll see if that happens. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.